right, guys. So Dom Lau from Asia Pop 40 here, and I am chatting now with the amazing Parvati.
Hello.
You are a musician. You are an activist. You are an author. You are a jack of all trades. You got many skills. Give us a little bit of background as to what you do.
At the heart of me is definitely singing and music, but I'm a dedicated yogi and meditator, and I guess as a writer of songs and stuff, I've also written books, so it all kind of weaves together as one.
So let's get on to your music. How awesome it must have been for you to perform at Madison Square Garden.
Lauryn Hill's management heard a song that I had written, and it was called You Gotta Believe, and I wrote it for the city of New York, and that's actually how I got invited to perform at Madison Square Gardens. It was funny because it was like, we have a spot for you tonight. Do you want it? Now, let's reality check this for people in Asia, because Toronto, which is where I'm based in Canada, is about a 10-hour drive to New York City. So it was like, it's tonight. And I said, yes. So I just got in the car and went. You don't say no to that, right? You're like...
Well, like, I was going to say, if someone calls you up and says, hey, man, we want you to play at Madison Square Garden, there is no other answer but yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So have you ever been to Asia?
You know, I spent a year living in India, and that was a life changer for me. And my plane stopped down in Singapore. So that's as close as I've been to Singapore. But I'm pretty excited about coming to Asia.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to all of your Asian listeners right now?
It's not possible without the fans, right? So a super huge thank you to everyone who's been so supportive.
Thank you very, very much. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dom. All the best. Have a great day.
You too.
Asia Pop 40.
Career after the break. If you are a fan of One Direction or indeed a fan of Harry Styles, stay tuned because Asia Pop 40 will be back with the skinny.